Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, Facebook live stream. Go to Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page or Dimitri profile page. Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. It's the one with 7,000 plus followers. By the way, follow me on the Facebook page as well and follow Big Willie 105.5. The show today started out pretty well and then turned into a major train wreck. A little while ago, I apologize to everybody who's watching this thing. The Facebook live stream, you can see it on these Facebook pages. Plus, a lot of people share it all over the place. We have an amazing following, considering that we offer absolutely nothing. Just nothing. Just some idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much the show right there. I do have my little Jeep Ducky here from Nail City Jeep Club, so there is that. Of course, ECM Energy Services, Big Willie 105.5, Brooks. So we've got all of that. But primarily, it's just some idiot talking into a microphone. That's it. And yet people continue to watch and share and comment. It's honestly, it's unbelievable. I'll never understand it. All right. Because of all of our technical difficulties with our, I don't know if it's the phone system or state-of-the-art podcaster board or state-of-the-art wiring or whatever the hell it is today, we cannot do the prize package. Cannot take the 15th caller today, so we're going to have to do this tomorrow. So we're going to get that prize package tomorrow. Also, we cannot do Dimitri Graffiti for the same reason, because of the technical difficulties with whatever the hell's going on here today. So my apologies. I know I promoted the hell out of it on the Facebook page and the stream and everything else, and now I cannot deliver. And I feel terrible about that. I really do, but I don't know what else to do. How's your morning going for you? All right, some good news, though, some great news. Richard Bazzi was on earlier. He is the yee-haw guy with the big cowboy hat. And it's a drive-out hunger with Schultz Ford Wheeling on Robinson Drive in Tridelphia, along with the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling. Schultz Ford and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling fight hunger. Bring your non-perishable items to Schultz Ford Wheeling up in the Highlands. Non-perishable items. Even if it's just a can of black bean soup from Goya. Even if it's just one can. They'll match it with another can of black bean soup from Goya, because that's the kind of people they are. And so no matter what you bring, but it's got to be non-perishable. Like, don't stop at, you know, a fast food place and go, I want a, you know, Big Mac and I'll donate that. You can't do that. But, like, you know, cans and packages and all that, you put in on a shelf or something like that. Take it to Schultz Ford. Drive out hunger with Schultz Ford. They're going to load up the trucks. They've got so many trucks. They're F-150s, F-250s, F-1950s. They've got all sorts of trucks. Whatever you bring in, they match. Schultz Ford and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling, all to fight hunger. And that's going to be going on starting today, this morning. Go there and tell them you heard Richard Bazzi on with Dimitri. Oh, my God, I'm sure they're going to love it. I know I will. But if you could do that, that would be great. But make sure you bring non-perishable food. Goes on from now through the 25th. They're 10 days. Now through the 25th. The dealership's open until 7 o'clock, and just bring non-perishable food. They're great guys, great people. Richard Bazzi is quite a character in the best sense of the word. He really is. You know, a lot of these advertisers, you got to deal with them, and it's like, oh, man, do I really want to talk with this guy? But I actually like Richard Bazzi. He's funny. He's smart. Jesus, he's smart. But he's also funny and very successful. So go there and buy a few Fords from the guy as well, and tell him Dimitri sent you, and maybe that way he'll spiff me or something like that. All right, so there's that. Again, the big question we're asking today, the big poll question, and it has more significance than you realize. Right now, we're only asking the question. We haven't done it yet, but we're asking the question on the Big Willie 105 Facebook page. Simple question. Should the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page display the hateful posts regarding Charlie Kirk along with the names of those people in the Valley and their employers? That's what's happening right now on ex-Twitter. Tens of thousands of people are being exposed, outed, based on their own posts. They think it's hilarious that Charlie Kirk is assassinated. They think it serves him right and his widow and his two children because they didn't like his politics. And they're calling him all sorts of names to justify their hatred. And if they knew anything about Charlie Kirk, they would know that he was a deeply religious man. His faith was everything. He believed in dialogue. He went on college campuses to engage in dialogue with people. He didn't resort to name-calling and, you know, the stuff that Antifa does and Black Lives Matter and so many of these hateful leftist politicians. That wasn't him. But that's the excuse that they need in order to show their vile hatred. In fact, their vile, rotten souls is what they're really showing. So there are a lot of people on ex-Twitter who are going, you know, we need to take screenshots of these terrible posts and repost them and say, hey, this guy, John Smith at the, you know, ABC Widget Company, this is what he had to say about the assassination. I wonder if the ABC Widget Company knows that their employee is doing this. I mean, that's it. It's all public record. And the amount of action going on right now on ex-Twitter regarding this, let me tell you, you talk about the silent majority that has had it up to here with being shot at and killed and everything else. People are responding like I've never seen respond on ex-Twitter. I've never seen this. And I thought to myself, well, maybe we could do something similar here in the Upper Ohio Valley, the tri-state area, the listening area for Big Willie 105.5. Well, what if we did the same thing? What if we posted screenshots of these vile posts, including the one from Mayor Danny Dudley, with all the grammatical errors and everything, and the spelling errors and everything else? What if we posted those too? And people could see with their own eyes what kind of people they really are, what kind of rotten souls they really have. And that includes the Ohio County Schools. You would have thought that after the scandal regarding the interracial soft porn Twitter post of a couple or so years ago, that they would have learned their lesson regarding social media posts. But no, they think they can get away with anything. And the Ohio County Schools motto is "Together we achieve." And I guess that was something that had not been mentioned to this woman. Her name is, and I'm not making this up, Unique Robinson Murphy. Her first name is Unique. And she's in her second official year with Ohio County School. I guess now her third, because this is from last year. She is a product of the Ohio County Schools, graduate of Marshall, and she is a social worker there, and it was Social Worker Week. And what is her official title? In fact, I had it here in one of these stories about her, and then I'll read you her her hateful post. And yes, I reached out to her by email yesterday saying, hey, is this your post? Let us know. We want to know. All right, here's the story. Jocelyn wrote the story about her a while back. Social worker Unique Robinson Murphy says she is, quote, still growing in her role as communities and schools liaison for Ohio County Schools. Murphy, 25 at the time, is assigned to Wheeling Park High School, the high school she graduated from in 2015, and also the place where she met her now husband, Brandon, when she was a freshman and he was a junior. Murphy's motto is still growing. And she has that tattoo on her forearm as a reminder that she's always growing. And here's her post. Unique Robinson Murphy post. And apparently she was responding to a Glenn Beck post about Charlie Kirk and the assassination. And she writes, didn't Charlie say something about the school shootings being essentially, quote, worth the risk, quote, to keep the Second Amendment? ?. Sounds like Charlie is now a consequence of the actions he supports, ... Bye! Bye is spelled B-Y-E-E-E. Apparently she does a lot of that because I've seen some of her other posts and that's just kind of what she does. Bye! So this is a product of the Ohio County Schools. This is an employee of the Ohio County Schools. Reached out to her yesterday, the school's email address. No response. No response. You would have thought that they would have learned after that horrible soft porn post. It was absolutely horrible. I can't even. I better not describe it. But it was Ohio County Schools yet again. The thing that's so interesting, and by the way, there are so many others. There's this delegate in West Virginia. Let's see. She is West Virginia Democrat, of course, delegate. Anitra L. Hamilton. Anitra, A-N-I-T-R-A. West Virginia. She's also the West Virginia University Council for Gender Equity and is president of the NAACP in Morgantown, Kingwood. She says you can murder one woman on a train by stabbing her in the neck and be condemned by the masses. You can travel the nation spewing hatred and racism, harming thousands and be loved by the masses, and both have the same outcome. Two opposing truths can be true at the same time. The value of truth exposes your values, priorities, and beliefs. You can profess Jesus, tweet about him, and talk about him in your speeches, and yet be a racist. You can murder one woman on a train by stabbing her in the neck and be condemned by the masses, or you can travel the nation spewing hatred and racism, harming thousands, and be loved by the masses, and both have the same outcome. What a horrible, horrible human being this Anitra Hamilton must be. What an absolutely wretched, rotten soul she must be. Jeez. And it's really all over the place. I got people, my listeners from Pittsburgh, are sending stuff in. There's this woman who works for the Mount Lebanon School District. I got it here somewhere. Where the hell did I put this thing here now? Oh, where is this? Mount Lebanon. Where's the Mount Lebanon? Hold on. All right. Well, I can't find it right now, but I have it here somewhere, and I just can't access it right. Here we go. Melissa Fries. He was a gross racist, awful person who fueled the fires of division. Please stop acting like he was a hero. Would you want this person teaching your kids? This Melissa Fries, Mount Lebanon. And there are just so many. It just so many. So we have this poll going on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Simple question. Should we essentially out these people simply by posting screenshots of what they posted? And if they have their employer as part of their account saying, hey, I work for the ABC widget company, then just say this is John Smith, who says he works for the ABC widget company, saying these horrible things about Charlie Kirk, his assassination. I wonder if the ABC widget company knows this and if they endorse this. And maybe they do. I don't know. But if we post these, at least we will know who the enemy is. We will know who the rotten souls are. We will know who to avoid, who to dismiss out of hand. The hatred that this thing has spawned is honestly, it's unbelievable. Go on X Twitter. See for yourself. I've never seen anything like this. I really haven't. I mean, hundreds, thousands of accounts all doing the same thing. Taking screenshots of these vile, terrible statements and then reposting them saying, this is John Smith, who says he works for the ABC widget company. Here's what he says. I wonder if the ABC widget company or the ABC school district knows about this. And by the way, the number one group, though, by far, that have had these hateful posts on X Twitter, and I'm sure others, but primarily X Twitter, school teachers and other personnel in public schools, and not by a little bit, I mean by a lot, an insane number of them. I'm absolutely insane. And again, it's all documented. You can go on X Twitter and see for yourself. I'm not making this stuff up. I spend hours on social media Let me tell you, it is all over there. And a lot of people are now commenting, it's like, my God, look at all the teachers nationwide. Nationwide. And it really shouldn't surprise anyone here in the Valley, given that Jenny Craig is the union boss of the teachers, Ohio County Schools. The hatred that she has for Christopher Columbus and all the vile posts that she's done over the years regarding Columbus Day and how we need to honor the indigenous peoples instead of Christopher Columbus. It's unbelievable.